Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Sorry. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. Thanks for sticking around with us on a Wednesday evening. We've got lots to talk about tonight, but before I dive into anything, I almost said I wanted to grab Maria Kina and ask her a question, but you know what? That sounds kind of lewd, so I'm not going to say it that way. I asked you to stick around for a moment because tomorrow, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this as the show unfolds, tomorrow is the 95th anniversary of Ted Drews.
Yes.
So I definitely want to get Matt Pajeski's take on this in a moment, but for you, Maria, do you have a favorite Ted Drews flavor?
Well, now this isn't going to be right. Nobody's going to go along with this. I'm not a big milk fan. I haven't drunk milk since I was 6 months old.
Okay, all right.
Or dairy or anything like that. And Ted Drews custard is so delicious and so creamy that it bothers me.
I understand.
I don't go in for it. Although I do like their chocolate concretes. As long as it doesn't taste like milk to me, then I'm okay with it.
All right, so well, and this isn't even a plug. It's not like I'm getting some kind of a feedback. I just know that, or kickback on this. I just know that Ted Drews is a St. Louis institution.
Oh, yeah.
So chocolate concrete, that's about the only thing you can handle.
That's about what I'll have, yes.
Okay.
Now, the dogs, it's a different question. They love it.
They
don't
the
like the
dogs.
Chocolate. They get their own cone and everything when they go.
Yeah, when
over.
You go, so they give away free cones to pets, don't they?
Oh, they're wonderful. And it's very close to my house. And so the dogs really like it when they get there. And plus, you know, the thing that's always amazed me about Ted Drews is there can be 5,000 people in that line and how fast it moves.
It just moves, doesn't it?
My goodness.
It just moves. Now, here's what I want to ask, though, about your dogs.
Okay.
Because I've given my dog a treat from Ted Drews.
Yeah.
And my dog's a black lab mix. You know, it's a mutt, something
exactly.
In a black lab.
Like mine.
And it just, like, gobbles it in one bite.
Yeah.
And like, it just come on. But then I see other people with these cutesy little dogs, you know, and they're nice frou-frou little dogs. They're holding them. They got like bows in their hair and they hand them the cone and the dog takes little petite licks. And my dog just swallows the whole thing in one bite.
They're not manly dogs.
So what do your dogs do when you give them
those
cones?
They inhale it. And you know what I have to do? I have to pull it away from them because I don't want them to get brain freeze.
Yeah.
Because you know how
it works for dogs too.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
So I'm like, now wait a minute. And then they'll be after me like, come here, we're going to have to kill you in the car here if you don't give us that ice cream. So, yeah, they love it, though.
So that's right. So Ted Drews, the favorite of St. Louisans and canines everywhere.
That's correct. Canines across the board, I think.
That's very good. Thanks, Maria.
All right, see ya.
Hey, so I do want to go and check with Matt on this. I'm going to give you another second to think about your favorite. But, hey, don't forget, I haven't mentioned this in a long time, and I wasn't in last week. If you want to send me an email, I get emails every week when I'm in. I love emails from listeners. I respond every time. And my email address, byoung, that's B-Y-O-U-N-G, at harrisdowell.com. That's my law firm, H-A-R-R-I-S-D as in David, O-W-E-L-L.com. And don't forget, you can always listen on the Odyssey app, or if you just want to listen on FM, which is what I do when I'm listening to Camo X because it sounds even better, you can check us out on FM at 98.7 on your FM dial. So Matt Pajeski, again, tomorrow is the 95th anniversary of Ted Drews. And if you can make it, I mean, tomorrow is going to be like when the Cardinals are in the World Series. Remember when the Cardinals used to be good enough to be in the World Series? Well, the business in St. Louis would shut down. And I think we're going to see some of that tomorrow because tomorrow afternoon, between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. at Ted Drews' Chippewa location, they're going to be giving away Ted Drews. I mean, the only thing that could be better than Ted Drews is free Ted Drews, and that will be tomorrow between 3 and 7, again, only at the Chippewa location, so make sure you check that out. But Matt Pajeski, your favorite Ted Drews flavor.
Yeah, so it's called the Christie, and I had to look it up. I had to look up their menu to make sure I got the exact ingredients. It's a brownie topped with custard, caramel, and hot fudge. And that's just my favorite. I love their chocolate custard there. And throwing the brownie and hot fudge on top of that is just sends you to another planet. It's so good.
You know where it gets its name from, don't you?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, Christy is Ted Drews' daughter.
Oh, okay.
And so it's named after her because that's her favorite. And they used to have some different name for it, but since that was her favorite, it was called the Christie. That's Ted Drews' daughter. But I tried to come up with my favorite, and I was flummoxed, which is a word you really don't hear much anymore. Yeah. I do love the word flummoxed, but it's right up there with kerfuffle in my vocabulary. But I do love the lemon crumb and the hot fudge sundae. And the cookies and cream. I know cookies and cream is kind of boring, but those three are my top favorites. So, again, if you want to check out, the only thing better than Ted Drews is free Ted Drews. They will be giving away some Ted Drews tomorrow, basically between 3 and 7 p.m. at the Chippewa location. So make sure that you check that out. Hey, coming up, we've got lots of cases on the docket this evening, and I'm not going to do this in the next segment necessarily, but I tend to stay away from talking about Trump. And why do I do that? Well, because so much of the conversation about former President Trump devolves into, I love him, he's the greatest guy, the greatest president ever, or he's evil incarnate and might be the Antichrist. Well, those aren't ideas. Those are just opinions, and either sycophants who love him or people who can't stand him. And that's typically what most people fall into in one of those two categories. But this show on Wednesday nights is about ideas. And so I don't like to just have a show where we talk about opinions on people, because you can't really discuss an opinion, but you can discuss ideas. So the reason why I have to talk about Trump's legal issues tonight is because these legal issues are so novel, they are so different from legal issues in the past, that they literally require some analysis. And I'm going to be giving you some analysis tonight that you won't see anywhere, you won't hear it anywhere, because if you watch the mainstream media, all they want to talk about is the stuff that is titillating. And they won't break down the actual issues when it comes to Trump, because he is such a polarizing figure. So I'm going to be talking about it regardless of bias. I'm not going to be adjusting my legal analysis for Trump or against Trump. My opinion of him is irrelevant. What is relevant are the legal issues. And I will be breaking some of those down with you this evening. But coming up after the break, President Biden just signed into law a bill that allows for the funding of Ukraine, additional funding for Israel, and additional funding for Taiwan. I'm going to go through some of those numbers, but phone lines are open. I would like to hear from you because even this has become divisive in this country about whether we should be supporting Ukraine. And many of the Republicans in the House have defected from Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, over this issue. But what say you? Should we be sending billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight Russia over there instead of in Poland or in Germany? Or do you favor the idea that if we can't secure our own border here in the United States, why should we be helping secure some other country? 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KMOX, your connection to St. Louis and the region. Because staying informed starts here.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And as I mentioned before the break, President Biden today signed into law. It was basically four measures that were all put together, which is not uncommon for Washington. And what this law did was multifaceted. It provided aid to Israel. It provided aid to Ukraine. It provided aid to Taiwan. And it also included a provision that requires TikTok to either divest itself from Chinese ownership within 1 year or it is out of business. They cannot operate in the United States. And so I'm going to go through some of those. But I got to start out with this. And I'm very open about my particular biases. And I think that's important. If you're listening to someone, it's important to know what their opinions are. And I make no bones about it. I'm a traditional conservative, strong defense, limited government, low taxation. And when it comes to national defense, traditionally, it's almost always been for decades and decades and decades. If you had to draw an ideological line when it comes to defense spending. It was traditionally Republicans who favored a stronger defense, and it was liberals who wanted to cut defense spending in order to bolster social welfare spending. For example, again, we're talking traditionally here, Bernie Sanders and his ilk in the Senate and all of the left-wing members of Congress up until extremely recently were always in favor of cutting the defense budget and increasing social spending. But something very odd happened just a couple of years ago, and we've gotten to the point where we've had a flip in terms of this support for defense spending and this support for helping other and partnering with other countries to provide a bulwark or a defense against communism or against dictatorships like Russia. And so you've had this far-right faction within the Republican Party that, again, Republican Party traditionally very pro-defense, have now started coming out and saying, well, we want America first, and if you cannot support and protect our borders, which are as porous as Swiss cheese, if you can't do that, then why should we be sending money to other countries? And so it's really caused that traditional ideological split when it comes to defense spending. It's caused it to flip. So a couple of weeks ago, I was on, and I was talking about helping Ukraine and going through the reasons why it was important to do so. And I had a friend of mine who heard me, and he called me up and he said, Brad, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you suddenly became a Democrat. And after I laughed and after I mocked him for a few minutes, I pointed out that that's a very recent development. That I'm a traditional conservative, strong national defense. And my opinions on that don't change because of who happens to be in office. So if it's a Democrat president, I'm going to be pro-defense. If it's a Republican president, I'm going to be pro-defense. That's not going to change because ideology shouldn't change and our positions shouldn't change based upon who's in office. And yet, don't we see politicians flip-flop on that all the time? That when their party controls the White House, they're suddenly in favor of all of these positions. And yet, when it's the opposition that's in favor or it's in control of the White House, all of a sudden they change all of their positions because of who's in office. That's not being intellectually honest. It's not. It's saying, I'm going to lick my finger and stick it in the air and see which way the wind is blowing, and that's the position I'm going to take. That's not me, and that's not what we talk about on the show. So when I've been analyzing this Ukraine issue for going on 2 years now, my analysis basically comes down to this, that if you look at the ideological framework of what Putin wants to accomplish, he wants to rebuild the traditional Soviet empire, the traditional Russian empire, where Russia controlled large swaths of Europe. And to do that, he has to first take control of Ukraine. And then he also has to take control of Moldova. He has to take control of Poland. And he probably has to take control of parts of Germany as well. And so if you look at that and you say, well, we know that's his plan. We know that's what he wants to do. So, and we have NATO agreements right now with Poland and with Germany, among many other countries. So if Russia attacks any of these NATO countries, we have an obligation. We have a legally binding obligation as part of NATO to come to the defense of any of these countries that are being invaded. So instead of putting American lives at risk, protecting Poland, protecting Germany, protecting any other NATO countries that may be invaded by Russia, doesn't it make much more sense just to send bombs, ammunition, and missile systems to Ukraine so that we can forestall a Russian invasion of any country that would then require us to put boots on the ground and to put American lives at risk? To me, this is not a difficult equation. And yet it's become difficult because of the current politics of our country. And frankly, I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that, and you might snicker, but I do see it this way, is that Biden has a very close ties to Ukraine, and so does Hunter Biden. And so at that point, he wants to support Ukraine. And the Republicans, who would normally be all in favor of a strong defense, all in favor of containing Russia, now don't want to come to the assistance of Ukraine. Why? Well, because of the Biden ties to Ukraine. So now they have to change their ideological perspective and say, nope, I'm not going to support the defense of Ukraine because Biden is in favor of Ukraine. Or even if you take that Hunter Biden thing out of the mix, you still look at it and you say, well, since Biden's in favor of it, I have to be against it. And that's where we are with politics today, which is not intellectually honest in any way. It's basically saying whatever my opponent is for, I'm against it. And whatever my opponent is against, I'm for it. Well, that's no way to rationally conduct international affairs. So putting all that in a blender here, we see that Ukraine has earmarked about $60 billion. That's not accurate, really. A large portion of that is to replenish the stocks of American missiles, bombs, and missile systems that we've already given to Ukraine. So it's really for our own benefit. So that $60 billion is a little misleading. $26 billion for Israel, $8 billion for security in Taiwan, but also the TikTok ban. And we're coming up here on a break, and after the break, I'm going to talk more about the TikTok ban. But I would really like someone's perspective on why we should not be helping Ukraine. I'm not going to belittle you. I'm not going to, I may point out, you know, again, I don't argue. I just inform people on why my opinions are correct. That's really what I do. So, but I would like to hear the arguments in favor of, or against rather, helping Ukraine, because to me it's a very easy equation to say helping Ukraine is in our best interest because we don't have to go into Poland, we don't have to go into Germany with boots on the ground, and anything we can do short of that to me is a win. What do you think? 314-436-7900, call or text. And also after the break, I want to talk about this TikTok ban and some possible First Amendment challenges, because TikTok is not going to take this ban lying down. They're going to fight it in the courts. And they might be successful at that. Brad Young at your service. We'll be back right after this on KMOX.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you on a Wednesday evening. And we've got some phone calls. I want to get to those. We also have a lot of texts. I can't get through all the texts here before the phone calls, but one in particular says this: senior citizens are struggling in this country, and you want to send money to Ukraine instead of taking care of your own people? But see, I don't see it as one or the other. I see it as if we don't move into Ukraine, it's going to become a wider conflict that's going to cost more American dollars, more American lives. So I see it as a way of helping Americans by keeping the broader aggression of Russia contained within the country of Ukraine. So excellent text. Thank you for sending that in. Victor has been holding for a long time. Hey, Victor, welcome to Camo X.
Brad Young, you're the greatest. You know.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Oh, no.
You know, my feeling is I think it's wonderful that we want to be the police officers of the world. But, you know, when it comes down to Ukraine, you know, my feeling is England, Italy, Germany, France, you know, those folks need to start putting some money into the pot, you know, for this, because, you know, this is not our ball field.
Okay. Well, you know, what's interesting though, and Victor, 100% agree with you, sir. I don't disagree with you in any way. What I read even today, though, is that England is second behind the United States in providing direct military assistance to Ukraine. In fact, just earlier this week, they announced an additional $600 million is going to Ukraine, involving Pave-way missiles, mortar shells, and ammunition for rifles. And this is on top of billions that they've already sent. So England is supporting. We also see France has been sending enormous amounts of ammunition. So has Germany. Germany's been sending tanks, howitzers, lots of things over there to Ukraine. So I agree that these countries need to step up. But, Victor, I think they are. I think they are stepping up. But they certainly can't step up to the same degree that we can.
Agreed, sir. And I'm very pleased that Finland has decided, because they have a very large border with the Soviet Union, I'm glad that Finland finally decided that maybe they'd like to join NATO.
Yeah, you know, and don't you see how that's part of our security? I mean, the more countries we have in NATO, the more resources that we have to come to the defense of countries other than just the United States. And Finland has an amazing military, and it sounds like you're already well aware of that.
Well, thank you, sir. That's all I wanted to say, and I appreciate KMOX giving you the time on Wednesdays to do what you do.
Victor, I really appreciate it. Thank you, sir, and thanks for listening to KMOX.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to go to Larry before we go to a break, because Larry's also been holding a while. Hey, Larry, how's it going this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Brad?
I'm having a great time, and I always have a great time when I get to talk to you.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm really concerned about what's going on in our college campuses.
Oh.
And if you look in the book of Revelation, it talks about the three great woes, fourth century Arianism. Are you familiar with this, fourth century Arianism?
I'm not. I'm very familiar with the Book of Revelation, but I'm not familiar with fourth century Arianism. No,
fourth century Arianism still exists today. It's the teaching that Jesus was created by God, and that teaching is in the Jehovah Witness and in the Mormon religions. That's what they believe. It believes in the second woe is Mohammedism, 7th century Mohammedism. That's what I want to talk about. And the last is the Middle Ages of the Roman Catholic Church, the papacy.
Okay.
So if you look at 9/11, it was enticed by foreigners. But we've got all these Arabs that are taking over. They're taking over these college campuses, and we're not doing anything about it. It's, you know, Dearborn, Michigan is a stronghold of this faith. Of the Arab faith, 250,000 plus Arabs live in Dearborn, Michigan. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. Okay. And that's why Michigan has one of the largest Muslim populations in the country. I will tell you, I am enormously concerned, Larry, about what's going on our college campuses. In fact, I've got like four or five stories to talk about this evening on that very topic. What I'm not concerned about is simply having Muslims in our country, because we're a melting pot. We have freedom of religion. If Muslims want to be here, that's fine. However, if Muslims break our laws, if Muslims violate free speech codes, because free speech isn't 100% guaranteed, and that's one of the things I'm going to talk about tonight, then they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, just as anyone else would. In other words, just because you're pro-Palestinian doesn't mean you get special carte blanche to dodge the implications and the guardrails of our legal system just because you're pro-Palestinian.
Right, but it doesn't seem like we're enforcing those rules that you just elaborated on.
No,
we're letting them have free will on these college campuses.
But do you know why? But do you know why that's happening, Larry?
No, why is it?
I know exactly why that's happening. Because college campuses have been a hotbed of socialistic thought. Call it Karl Marx, call it whom you will, but socialistic, communistic groupthink has been centered in college campuses now for decades.
Yes,
and because
indeed.
Of that, they bend over backwards and try to foment this idea that minorities are always oppressed, no matter what the situation is, mm-hmm. and that they deserve to speak out against the powerful majority, even though that hasn't been the case since the 1950s. But because of that, and because of all this pandering, now the universities are facing the results of their sowing these seeds of socialism. Try to say that three times fast. But they're bearing the results of that because they've bent over backwards to tell these groups that you deserve the right to speak no matter what. And now the colleges are on the receiving end of those individuals' wrath.
You know, it all falls under hate speech, Brad. That's where I'm coming from. They're treating these Israelites terribly, the Jewish people. This is not our country to be able to do this to people in our country. It's wrong.
Mm-hmm. It is wrong in terms of being able to violate laws related to time and place restrictions on freedom of speech. Listen, I'm the most vocal advocate of freedom of speech, Larry, that you'll ever meet. And even when it comes to speech that's pro-Palestinian, I'm in favor of allowing them to speak. I'm not against that. What I am against is treating pro-Palestinian protesters differently and than they would anyone else because they're pro-Palestinian. I mean, for example, when we had all the Black Lives Matter, and we're coming up here on a hard break, but when we had the Black Lives Matter, they were burning down buildings. The Black Lives Matter protesters were looting buildings, burning down buildings, and yet the news media went out of its way to say these are peaceful protests. They were not peaceful protests.
Brad, I lived three blocks from there. I know exactly what happened night after night.
Yes, yes, those were not peaceful protests.
I lived in Delwood back then.
Yeah, and I go, you know, listen, all during there, and I went to First Baptist Church Ferguson. That was my church. All during the Michael Brown situation, those were not peaceful protests, and yet individuals were not prosecuted because society and the left said because these are minorities protesting, they get special privilege. And that's wrong. Do they get freedom of speech? Absolutely. But they don't get preferential treatment because of the message they're spewing.
Yep. Absolutely. Well spoken. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Larry, great to talk to you as always, buddy.
All right.
Take care. Hey, we're going to take a break. We've got some more calls. We've got some more texts to go through. And I want to talk about the TikTok ban before this hour gets away here on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. You know, I used to play this song in a band, and I was the drummer of the band, but I had hair then. So, you had to have good hair to be in a rock band. I had hair down on my shoulders, and now I just have hair on my shoulders when it falls off my head. That's completely different than when I was playing Pat Benatar tunes in the 1980s. Brad Young, welcome back to KMOX here on a Wednesday evening. We've been having some transmitter problems this evening. So if you're listening on AM, it's been kind of coming in and out. Hopefully these problems are fixed and we should be good to go. But obviously, and I thought it was interesting, before the show started, I said that I always enjoy listening to KMOX on 98.7. And that's been just fine this evening, despite some transmitter issues. So you can always catch us there or through the Odyssey app or even online. All of those are working. The 50,000 red hot watts have been fluctuating this evening from 50,000 to zero. But hopefully we've got that under control here for the rest of the evening. I was talking about, and we had some great calls. We had some great texts. I've been responding to some of those during the break. But I wanted to talk about this TikTok ban, because also in the bill that President Biden signed today, enacting it into law, not only does it help Ukraine, not only does it help Israel and Taiwan, but it also states that TikTok has to divest itself from Chinese ownership within 1 year. And if it doesn't, then it will be banned. And there are some legal issues with this, because obviously we have freedom of the press under the First Amendment. And TikTok, even though most of the things we think about on TikTok is basically people making stupid videos. I mean, that's honestly what comes to my mind. Anytime somebody sends me a TikTok video, it's somebody, you know, doing something silly, and there's a video about it. But there's a lot of businesses that are supported on TikTok, selling products, selling services. It's also a lot of political commentary. It's also a lot of economic commentary and news reporting that occurs on TikTok. So it's clearly would be considered, under any government scrutiny, it would be considered the press. So what are the issues with banning TikTok? To me, it really all comes down to this. It comes down to, what do you do in a situation where you have, as a government, you have competing interests that are inextricably in opposition to each other? What do I mean by that? Well, freedom of press is paramount. And yet, our government also has a duty and an obligation, both legally and morally, to protect our country from national security threats. And from the information that I've seen, and I think the information that that's been seen by the vast majority of members of the House of Representatives, the Senate, and certainly President Biden's staff, shows that TikTok is a national security threat, that it's owned by China. Every company that's owned by China is required by Chinese law to allow China to have complete access to everything. That's why, for example, when Boeing sells aircraft to China, Boeing has to allow China to get copies of plans to some of these aircraft. Whenever companies want to operate in China, even if it's a U.S. company, and I would say especially when it's a U.S. company, China gets access to how those products are made, how those services are delivered. And so that's why China can copy things so easily, because they get access to it by law. So when it comes to TikTok, the question becomes, if TikTok is a national security threat, and just briefly, why is it a national security threat? Because IT experts, and I've seen many, many, many stories and read many, many in-depth publications analyzing this, the nature of the TikTok app gives the company TikTok access to all the personal data on a person's telephone. All of it. Contacts, locations, websites that you visit, credit card numbers, personal information, all of that can be obtained through the TikTok app. So anyone that has the TikTok app on their phone, if that's you, this applies to you. Basically, the Chinese government can steal your data at any moment in time. Is that a national security threat? I don't know how it can't be. I don't know how anyone could say it's not a national security threat. In fact, the only valid argument that I see here is, if you compare a national security threat to freedom of the press, then because of those two competing ideas, freedom of the press must prevail. Okay, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I at least recognize that that's a valid argument. But in court, TikTok's got a pretty good track record right now, because Montana last year banned TikTok. TikTok fought it in court, and a federal judge ruled in December that the federal or the state law in Montana violates the First Amendment by attempting to abolish the TikTok app. And so if you look at that as a template, and you say they won in Montana, could they win nationally? Obviously, it's interpreting federal law versus state law. It could be a different outcome. And yet, I think that they're going to have a very strong argument. Mary Lynn just texted in and said, TikTok is poison. It is poison. It absolutely is poison. But is it the kind of poison that we have to allow under freedom of the press? For example, I used to think that burning the American flag should be banned by law. And it was banned by law. But that was ruled to be constitutionally protected by the First Amendment, even though, to me, that's reprehensible beyond belief to see the American flag burned. I can't stomach watching that. And yet I recognize that that is a form of free speech. We have to put up with it. And therefore, it has to be allowed. So should we look at TikTok the same way? I don't think so. I think we can ban TikTok under the auspices of national security reasons and say that there are other avenues out there that, so we're not really prohibiting speech, we're prohibiting the platform. And that is the key distinction. You can use Facebook, you can use Twitter, you can use Snapchat. You don't have to use TikTok. And I hope that's the way the federal government rules here, because otherwise we're just allowing the Chinese government unfettered access to our data and to our children. And that needs to be stopped as soon as possible. Brad Young at your service, another hour after this on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.